Today came confirmation of a fact that anyone who has filled up a car in the past week or so is well aware of. The cost of gasoline is going up. The Energy Department says gas prices are at their highest level in more than a year and a half, averaging $1.60 a gallon. And it's not just gasoline. Crude oil prices have topped two-year highs, and the Energy Department says the nation's inventories of crude are at their lowest point in 27 years.
Joining us now is Daniel Juergen, chair of Cambridge Energy Research Associates. Mr. Juergen, the last time oil inventories were this low was in the mid-70s. That is a good long time ago. What is happening now to cause this?
Well, there are a couple of things. Number one is something that people haven't paid that much attention to, which is the major disruption of oil from Venezuela, the loss of Venezuelan exports for several weeks, their slow recovery. And this is the biggest disruption of the oil market since the Gulf crisis and the second biggest since the 1970s. And on top of that, there's concern about war with Iraq. And something else people aren't focusing on, we have high natural gas prices, and so people are switching to oil. So all these things are coming together to give us oil prices that we haven't seen for a couple of years.
How about the cold winter that much of the country is experiencing? Does that play into this?
Yeah, weather is always is part of it, and it's a cold winter and colder than it's been the last few years, and so certainly that adds to it on top of everything else. So it's a lot of these things coming together at the same time.
So what does it mean to be going into a war, possibly, with such a low inventory and such high prices?
Partly, of course, it's the expectation of war that's in the price itself. And so there has been for quite a number of months, in fact, a $3 to $5 a barrel fear premium in the price and anticipation of hostilities leading to people buying oil at higher prices and a kind of nervousness in the market. What has made it more acute is we're now seeing a somewhat delayed reaction from the interruption of supplies out of Venezuela. And what people don't understand is that the disruption of Venezuela took more oil out of the market than would an interruption of Iraqi supplies.
If war did lead to a really serious disruption of oil supplies, what alternatives do we have?
If there is a disruption of Iraqi supply because of a war, there are really two lines of defense. The first line of defense is the extra production that other countries like Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and so forth can put into the market and are prepared and have indicated they're prepared to do. The second line of defense are the strategic stocks, like our strategic petroleum reserve, which are there for an emergency, which are there basically to defend our GDP against a panic in the oil market. And those stocks are quite large. And if there really was a serious interruption, I think governments would be prepared to use them.
But in the long term, if we do go to war with Iraq and Saddam Hussein is defeated, what would the long-term implications be for oil supplies and prices?
The longer term would be that we would see prices come down to their normal levels, which are perhaps now $10 or $12 a barrel or more below where they are now. And that, of course, would be very good news for economic recoveries in the United States and elsewhere in the world. There are exaggerated expectations for how quickly things would change with Iraq. First of all, the condition of the Iraqi oil industry today is in poor shape anyway. And no one knows what kind of sabotage and booby traps would be used by Saddam Hussein in the final part of a war. But longer term, if there's a new Iraqi government there, if Iraq reengages with the rest of the world, UN sanctions are opened, we would start to see investment coming back into the Iraqi oil industry. And in due course, not as quickly as people think, Iraq would start to become a more significant exporter into the world market than it is today.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Daniel Juergen is chair of Cambridge Energy Research Associates.